Let's ask Murray, really. With the Celtic state, do you think that it'll carry on changing the meaning of what Celtic is? And what delights have we got perhaps in the future as to what Celtic might mean?
Yes, I think it will, because when you look at things like the Scottish referendum and the increased role of Scotland in British politics generally, in the sense that Scotland might actually break away, then it's something we're going to have to think about, isn't it? What if separatism isn't any more seen as a terrifying thing, and that we deal with that in a different way? So maybe the Celt will become a more positive figure for a lot of people, or perhaps, you know, as it was also seen occasionally in the last general election, I think maybe the Celt is seen as a model of freedom that we might aspire to, you know, us poor dull Anglo-Saxons. I think it might become more positive. I have no real evidence of this, but I think it might happen, because if you don't see separation as a terror, then maybe that takes the sting out of the horror stories that I've been telling you. Maybe.
Question for Nick Grew. Do you see your sort of book, The Seasons, as an elegy for something that's slowly passing away, or do you foresee a sort of strategy or change of the zeitgeist that might see it all returning to sort of living more in harmony with the seasons?
Oh, it's a really lovely question, thank you. And it's actually rather a poignant question, because originally the book had a subtitle, An Elegy for the Passing of the Year. If you've got the hardback, that's what it's called. With the paperback, the publisher changed the subtitle to A Celebration of the Year. They wanted to make it more positive. And I must admit that in the course of writing it, I mean, it was written as an elegy, but then having finished it, I sort of felt there were reasons to actually be much more positive, approaching what I thought was going to be the loss and the dearth of traditions, to find that, in fact, there were innumerable traditions and festivities and celebrations all over the country, very diverse, could be very different in one village compared with a suburb a few miles down the road. But they tended very often to be very localised, and were just what communities did. In that sense, they were sort of closed, really, and they were things that went on through word of mouth. And I think that's really one of the hopes that I want to have for the future. And we were talking about this to one or two people during the break, is that if we don't take ownership of our own ways of celebrating the year and our land and seasons and so forth, other people are going to step in. And those people are usually ones with a commercial interest. In my lifetime, I've seen it very clearly with Valentine's Day. And the history of Valentine's Day is a fascinating example of how something becomes increasingly formalised and commercialised. And now, for many of us, myself included, it's an obligation to start an investment that has to be made. It's interesting to seeing the development of St. Piran's Day here in Cornwall, comparing how St. George's Day is becoming increasingly commercialised by brewers such as Bombardier in ways that mimic the commercialisation of St. Patrick's Day. If we don't step in as individuals, as communities, in order to think about what sort of values we would like to celebrate and, as I say, bequeath to the next generation, political economy will do it for us, and then we'll have nobody to blame but ourselves. So I think something like St. George's Day and regional saints' days could be celebrated in ways which think about our relationship with the land. Maybe, you know, plant trees. You know, if you don't have a garden, you might have a window box, do some guerrilla gardening. But don't all do the same thing. That's what it really boils down to. Think about what actually reflects, you know, particular local and regional values, and think about how we can develop those. As I say, every tradition has a day one, so it doesn't matter whether it's only taken place once before or 100 times before. Most of these things are revivals or inventions. That doesn't matter. What's important is that they bring people together. That's what I think we should really be taking seriously.